because that's a different feeling.
Blog Talk Radio.
Bring it on.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to an unexpected Thursday Junior show. Friday Junior. Thank me hard. Yeah, Friday Junior show. Very glad to have you with us. Remember, we are suffering seasonal allergies here in Virginia Beach. Like, what now?
Why do you say seasonal allergies?
Because I only get them during spring and summer. And do you get them all year?
In Virginia, sometimes, but mainly, yeah. Not in Minnesota, we never did. Because once that freaking cold hit, goodbye pollen.
Yeah, true.
I loved it. Yeah. No, I had no issues at all during the winter. It was so nice. All right.
All right. May I continue now?
You may continue.
Thank you, me Lord.
You may do so. Do so now.
So many of you are starting to experience colder weather where you are, but we are not. No. We don't really go down, you know, in temperature until, I'd say it's October. And then sometimes we've actually had Christmases in our shorts.
The weather's all over the place.
Yeah,
We've had lots of snows. Mm-hmm. We're sitting on the ground for a week because we keep getting one storm after another.
So anyway,
weird weather.
I noticed the stores, you know, first thing that happens when the 4th of July, at least in the States here, 4th of July hits and what happens? School clothes. So all the fun summer clothes are on clearance rack now. And that leaves us with looking at sweaters and wool pants and stuff that just does not feel appropriate right now. No. So with that said, we are now going to dive into our readings. First, with a note that I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards. People need to know this because it's so often it gets misunderstood to be tarot or, oracle cards or some other system that's out there, cartouchet. There's very, very many systems that are out there, but this is the only one that I have studied, exclusively. Yeah, this one, personal prophecy, as my grandmother taught it to me. Now, of course, with her passing, I believe it was 1982, after that, I took the next 20 years to actually develop a lot of her teachings. So those of you that may have, purchased my book, The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards, or those of you that have read a lot of my content that's online, you would know that, that I have advanced her work. Okay. But the foundation, the very principles of it belong to her. So remember, ordinary playing cards, which I'm showing to our Facebookers so they know that I am telling the truth. And also we have that I will be doing a full 24 card layout for each of our callers or Facebookers, as the case may be. This is my personal preference. Now, others, they want to do quickie readings, couple cards, one card, five cards. It's their choice. My preference is I want to use the layout that I use with my private clients that come to me. In a private session, though, we do lay the cards down way more than once. So just bear that in mind due to time constriction here on the show that you'll get one layout. What's Poor Jimmy's really suffering today.
Yep. But it is what it is. All right.
He's the man who will take no medicine before it's time.
And you're wrong. I take one every single day of my life.
Gee, it seems like it's really working.
They never do. God damn it. Haven't you heard tell me that? My whole life, I used to get allergy shots as a kid, and all it did was give me two swollen arms twice a week, one in each arm.
Oh, boy.
It doesn't work.
Who knows how antique all that medicine was.
But I'm taking non-antique medicine now, prescription. Let me do squat, poop, snot. And I added a spray just like a half hour ago. No spray.
It's important to remember that our lives are fluid. The card readings are going to be fluid as well. Others out there are making choices about their lives every day. Their choices are going to impact you, your life, your path, okay? But this is where we get a leg up using personal prophecy, because you're able to know in advance something's going to happen here in this situation. And, wow, look at this good thing coming. I want to keep my eyes on that. And, oh, boy, this sure doesn't look good. I'm going to have to be proactive about my safety or watching my identity. I mean, we can get a real feel for these situations. But anyway, with that said, I'm now going to turn you over to, ta-da, Mr. Magic himself.
Sneezy,
yeah.
One of the worst. Sneezy.
Yeah.
All right.
That would be Jimbo.
Remind everybody, this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also would like to remind you that if you're international, let us know at any time and we'll give you live international shout-outs. Like, I have quite a few to give right now, which is pretty cool. We have, let's start out in the order that I saw them. Rachel in Australia, Virgil in the UK. We have Jen showed up from
Dubai.
She's in Dubai currently.
Yes.
She's a traveling girl. You got to look and see where she is currently. And Suzanne rocked in from Scotland.
There we go.
All right.
Now we can get this party started.
Yeah, we shall. But first, I'll tell you that the number to call in is 515-602-9676. Call in. You can listen to the show while you wait. If you hear nothing, hang up, call back. Always remember that. You should either hear music, because the show hasn't started, or the show. So no big deal. Hear nothing, just call back. Keep calling, too. It'll work. If our show crashes, we reset it. But let's knock on wood. Okay.
Uh-oh. Look at, I'm doing a, what's his name? That little boy?
That little boy, there's only been millions and billions of little boys on Earth.
The one that was in The Little Rascals?
That would be Alfalfa.
Yeah, look at that.
Okay.
I am impersonating Alfalfa tonight.
Nothing like his, though. His was like an actual, like a spike.
Yes, it was.
Did he? But he had
he ended up being murdered, I've read.
Oh, I don't know, but he greased. Yeah. He had that oil in his hair, like a lot of the grease stuff they used a lot of time back in those days.
Well, you can only imagine. You know, but a lot of them did not fare well as they got older. And I'm sorry, Jim, didn't mean to steal your thunder.
That's all right. We talked about the phone number. It was actually, there was a gap there. So that's the deal with the phone, Facebookers, that we will transition to you when we can. Can't promise you when, you know, but we'll make it very clearly known, and we would take the messenger calls. Those are what we wish to take, audio or video. The kids are asleep. Go to another goddamn room, all right? That's what I say.
Excuse me?
Well, I'll say it more clearly. If your kids are asleep, go to another goddamn room.
Say.
There we go. I just had to make it clear.
Say, gosh darn it.
God darn it. Nope. Yeah. I'm just saying. You guys can messenger in. It's better for everybody.
And to think he was a good religious boy when he was young.
Actually, I never was.
What were you, Episcopalian or?
Started out Catholic, then wrapped it up in the Episcopal Church.
Everybody seems to deviate from that Catholicism at some point or another.
I didn't. Decisions were made for me. I was not an adult. All right. So that's the deal, Facebookers. And regardless of how you're getting your reading, when you hear the harps, the reading is over. All right, please let it end naturally. Don't try to give it freaking CPR or anything like that. Mouth to mouth, let it die. You can come back another day and get another free reading.
What day is it, Jim?
I am not done talking, Deborah.
I love screwing with him.
She can dish it up, but she can't take it. She gets all pissy when I do it.
I'm going to talk to you later.
Because this world...
I'm going to talk to you later.
This world is run by women.
All right. MF and angel cards are coming after you hear the heart, right?
Blasphemy.
MF and. I didn't say what MF stood for.
I think we all know.
You never know. Anyway, let the reading end when you hear the harps and stand by for your single angel card. Today we're pulling out ones we don't pull them out a lot because the English is a little bit rough. Angels of Abundance Oracle card. So you'll get a message about some kind of abundance theme thing, and abundance isn't always in your wallet. So just remember that, folks. Abundance is a lot of things in life. So, all right. I think we're getting ready to transition again. Anything you would like to throw out there before we start taking callers? Because they are multiplying like bunny rabbits.
Jim will receive a beating later.
What else is new?
That's all I got. I got nothing.
That was a public service announcement. Thank you. No, today, actually, she did ask what today. Today was cool, two cool days, and they can go hand in hand.
Yeah.
International days. There was there's probably some internet. National Be Lazy Day. And National, what was it, Treat Your Dog.
Spoil
Your Dog Day, too. So you can do both. You can be lazy and spoil your dog.
I think we spoil dogs every day.
Well,
come on.
Real people that enjoy them. Other people do not. So, yeah. That's the name of that tune. All right.
Okay.
I shall take the first caller.
Okay.
Let me see. I got to get my bearings straight here. All right. I'm ready now. We're going to go to area code 212. That is New York City, I believe. 212, you're caller number one.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi. How you doing? My name is Bryn, B-R-Y-N, from
Hi,
New York
Bryn.
City.
Yes.
How you doing?
Welcome.
Good. So I have a specific question. I've been, for a while now, I've been trying to develop this artwork that is kind of channeled, and I do some artwork, but I really want to get more into opening up as a channel to do this artwork. And the question I have about it is, do my guides want me to learn more about how to draw the human figure, or sometimes I feel my artwork is going to be more abstract? And that's my question.
That is a really good question.
Yes, thank you.
That's really
you.
Cool. We like that. And that's just an example, folks, that anything can be asked. So that's
yeah.
cool. Well,
thank
that's
you.
Cool because those are two very distinct. I'm not even an art guy. The different forms of art. Because
right.
abstract, like, because you know, obviously, abstract and the actual human figures, yeah, you know, they differ quite a bit.
Yeah.
At times, but I mean, because abstract seems to pull in a little bit more from the soul and your interpretation sometimes. I like that. I'm not really an abstract guy, but that's just me. I'm not a...
You have one very vocal angel or, you know,
a guide. Spirit
yeah.
guide or whatever, however you want
Whoa.
To believe it. Yeah.
She has got plenty to say to you.
Well,
so
good
going.
Okay.
I'm laying your cards out right now, so give me a moment.
Cool.
Here.
Hey, are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I'm a first-timer. Yeah.
Have you? Is this the first time you've been listening to the show also?
Yeah, first time ever for everything.
But you're
wow.
actually, you asked your questions very well for a first timer.
Yeah,
I
agree.
Thank you, yeah.
So much. You did well on it because some people don't know what to do because I wouldn't. So you did well. All right,
yeah, I'm trying to grasp her name. Do you yourself know any of the names of your guides?
No, I mean, I know I have guys. I know I have a Native American grandfather that's actually a relative of mine on the other side.
Okay. All right. Well, she is telling me that her name is Andrella. Okay?
Andrella.
Yes. And she said, she is saying, don't you dare make a human, you know, lifelike human forms. She said, you better go with what you're being given in terms of the abstract, that you have actual, oh boy, what do I want to say here? This chick is really, she's really, I want to say hyper, but I think
okay.
it's energy as like being your muse. She is saying that, you are receiving, you know, like you said, channeled information. And you need to keep the people, the humans in your work, looking the way they've been given to you, okay?
Okay.
So otherwise, she's saying you'll conform too much to actual society, and she wants you to keep it in the other realm. The other realm.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Boy, yeah, you've got a lot around you as far as the guide, your guides.
Plus, he's in New York. That's a pretty good place to be into art.
Oh, yes. I really think you're going
pretty good place.
You're going to achieve some renown in the coming few years. It's not that many. It's 2 to 3 is what I feel. But, oh, my goodness, you be careful about any contracts that you sign, any exhibits that you go to put your artwork in. You want to make sure that you read all of that fine print. You don't want anybody to own your work besides you. Okay, that's important. That keeps it pure. Pure.
Pure.
Yeah. And, yeah, there's going to be big changes coming in your life. Here's what I am getting. Now, I don't know when he is going to come along, but there is a movie director coming along that is going to want to feature your work in a film that hasn't even been scripted yet, but it's coming. It's coming.
Is it breathing hard?
No, I think she is. The Cinderella. She's a wild thing. So I just wanted to give you that you should definitely keep going, because you're going somewhere great, really great. Yeah. All right, Jim.
All right, real quick, I have an angel card for you. The subject is declutter. You'll feel better and more focused if you take the time to clear away your clutter from your living and workspace. Donate what you can to help others who may need your items. Be sure to keep your schedule uncluttered as well. So clutter isn't just physical things either.
No, can involve your mind, your
maybe
soul,
this has something to do
spirit.
With this.
Yeah.
This focus on the abstract. Maybe you need to declutter so you can focus better. I don't know. I'm not into the art stuff, but that could be, right?
Something for everybody. Remember, 3 a.m. is the most intense psychic time in our 24-hour clock. 3 a.m. So you may find yourself working at 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's not necessarily out of being a night owl, but it's going to be out of divine inspiration. I love it.
Oh, he dropped.
Okay.
Maybe he thought when he heard the harp said it was over first night.
Yeah,
call,
maybe.
He might have focused on the recall as it has ended. But, all right, well, I can listen to the replay. There was a cool show I used to watch called the Paranormal Something. And it was these bunch of students from, probably, I think they're graduate students from Penn State, and they would go around and help people that had paranormal problems. And that was usually the 3 a.m. is when they really hit it hard.
Yeah, that is the time.
It starts setting up, and I can do midnight and stuff and do the thing, but about 3 is when they really expected things to really rock hard, if I remember right, watching that show. It was a good show. Yep.
Did you see Virgil's question about, you talked the other day to me about Virgil Caine and that song?
But it's spelled differently.
Is it?
The Caine, I think, is spelled with a K, I think.
I didn't think it was.
Well, fucking no. I'm just telling you. That's what I thought.
But
okay.
I thought you might have some info on his message.
I didn't see a message.
Another thing to remember is, and this is something that made, what's her name? The lady that early on, maybe in the 80s, 70s, 80s, Shirley MacLaine. She started writing books, and everybody said, ooh, she is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Remember, if you're old enough, she also felt that there are certain areas in the world where the electromagnetic particles are moving at a more energized rate. Where I live, Virginia Beach is one of them, but there are others throughout the country and the world. And another one I do remember is around the Minneapolis area. Now, this may seem like,
Deb,
what?
You should probably read the whole comment. Obviously, it's a joke when you finish
all
reading
right.
it. Don't read the first sentence.
Okay.
Alone.
Well,
okay?
I tend to get into trouble when I start looking at
what
people
wrote. Oh, that doesn't stop you.
So some creative people, I remember reading this too, actually start their work after midnight.
After midnight.
Yeah, work after midnight. And between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. is going to be their best work. Maybe that's when a lot of people create babies. That struck me when I read that. I was thinking, how many people end up finding, oh, my God, I'm pregnant, women, I should say. And it was maybe after the pub closed or, you
Not
know, went on a
3 date. 3 a.m. sounds a little late.
What? You usually go out, go to the bar, you go dancing if you're into that.
Yeah.
Or you play games there.
Right.
And then after that, somebody says, oh, hungry. And then you go down the street, go to IHOP or whatever.
Okay, you're dragging this the fuck out. What is your point? 3 a.m. seems a little late.
So you're, well, depending when the bar closed. They close here at what, 2 in the summer?
They're going to top, first of all, they have bar time. You're not just going to stay in the bar till 2 a.m.
No, but you're going to stay in a restaurant, maybe drinking coffee or getting street food or going to a party or something. And you could even be a couple that we're going to go home. We're going to get intimate.
A lot of times, if you guys are a couple and you've been going out a lot and you pull that kind of night, you guys go home and go to bed typically. It's not like a first-time Olympics, sex Olympic thing. And if you have found somebody, a partner for the night, usually you want to go get it on. I don't want to go to Perkins. I want to go to Perkins. I want to go to your house and put your legs behind your ears.
If you're on
you know
a
what
date.
I'm saying? Still, by the time you get to that point, I'm just saying, I don't think 3 a.m. is the most popular bang time. But I don't know any, well, nowadays, somebody's probably done research on it because there is, like, nothing they haven't done research on. Nothing.
True enough.
Yeah, I mean, good God, you think that that these universities are just, have money, I must get rid of it. Let's do frivolous research. You know, that's really crazy.
Well, Catherine, yes, you bring up a good point. And I can imagine, it's a shame he died. What's going on in this world where so many who are, you know, wonderful people, met great mentors, artists, musicians, oh, you know, taking a dive off the earth.
If people didn't die, we would have all been snuffed out due to overpopulation. Long
yeah.
time ago.
All right.
So then you'd almost be begging for a world war to kill people off. You can only sustain so many people on this damn planet. All right, they keep rolling in here. So let's get the show on the road. We're going to, here you go. Next caller is 216. That is the land of Cleveland, Ohio. 216, please.
Hello there. Welcome.
Hi, it's Sharon. How are you?
Hi, Sharon.
You had it perfect.
Yeah, we're learning your area
code.
Yeah.
She is. I didn't.
So how are you?
Wonderful. I had the hiccup. I'm so sorry. Now,
it's all right.
You were so adamant. I had my review. It was phenomenal. You said it was going to be adequate. It was actually a five star out of five.
Wow.
Review.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
It doesn't get any better than that.
That's good. And I think 5 stars is adequate.
Yeah.
My question is, I also developed or learned that they changed the whole department. I'm being moved to another department. They are moving everyone in our department. They got rid of the department we're in. One of them they're going to lay off. I don't even know who it is yet. I wasn't allowed to ask out of respect. I'll find out tomorrow. But do you feel this new position is going to be good for me? I'm so frustrated. Didn't lay me off. Oh my God!
Well,
but I feel so
you got hiccups really bad.
I don't.
No, she's got hiccups really bad.
She said that.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Well, all right. I didn't know. Sometimes it just sounds like electronic communications issues.
Okay.
You know.
I remember seeing change coming to your workplace for some time. And maybe you remember mentioned reorganization or, you know, something was in the works. So now we'll take a look. And see about this new position.
My hiccups are better. I know. Sorry. I drink so much water. That's probably why. Because I ran today on my lunch. I run like 3 miles. But go on.
Well, then.
All right, let's check it out.
That woman said been nasty to me. She's being transferred also.
The nasty chick got transferred?
Yep, they're moving into another department.
Oh, didn't you win didn't you win the work lottery?
Wow. That's awesome.
You should celebrate with hiccups.
I know. But the new job is not, I'm so bummed out of it. I love the job I was doing. Is this new job going to be okay for me?
Oh, there you go.
I do get overtime. I didn't get it this job, but I will.
And that's a double-edged sword, but yeah.
I know.
I mean,
you're right.
If you're working,
that's exactly it.
You're going to miss the other job for a while. This new position is bringing new challenges into your life that I think as you get accustomed to everything, you'll thrive on. How it will be very fascinating. Hearing the word, you're going to be fascinated with what you're going to do. And you will really adjust. It's just going to take some time. You know, I'm hearing and seeing homesickness. So it's like being homesick for that other job. But
I like that's busy and it was very challenging. That's why I love the job. Yeah, this new job isn't gonna be as harder, I think. But I'm still getting the same pay and I also get overtime. I know, you're right.
And you know what though? Your input is going to become important to the team or the whatever you want to call the staff that you're working among. You will be, and a lot of times it won't be popular, but you're going to be starting to really show your leadership capabilities.
I guess that's still
and it, you're going to shine, really shine. So, yeah, this is a good step for you.
I know. Good job. You're right. Change is hard. But the woman that interviewed me or told me I got the job, she's so nice. Now, the person, Janie, who's really nasty to me, I don't think she's going to the right job she wanted. Or is she going to be okay? I don't think she is.
Is this the one that was mean?
Yes.
Are they going to move her somewhere where she hates?
Yeah, and I think it's going to drive her to, retire early, leave her. I see her leaving at a very upcoming point.
Good old karma, huh?
Yeah, see? She should have been nice. Yeah. Yeah, she's going to be very unhappy. And it is karma.
Wow. The basic thing is I'm going to do okay there, and I will thrive, and my job is secure. Do you feel that right now?
Yes. I would be utterly shocked, speechless, if something changes. I really feel you're meant to go in this direction, that it's going to take you even further. Yeah. I think by a year. Go ahead.
Last quick question. We have a minute left. It's late. They're firing somebody in my department because they're reevaluating the whole thing and changing everything. I don't know who it is yet. I'm not supposed to ask because it's so personal. In my review today, in my interview, they said, don't even ask. You'll find out. The person that's getting laid off, I feel so bad for Karen. Oh, my gosh. Is she going to be okay? I don't know who it is.
You know, it's when sweeping change like this comes along that people end up being thrust in the right directions. Okay, yes.
She doesn't know who it is?
No, and I don't really, I can't.
But I just heard her call out a name.
They can't tell me yet. They're not allowed to tell me. They told me to stay out of it.
I thought that was I don't know.
Oh, maybe that was the person that told her. Okay, all right.
This has been long in coming. And you,
I know.
You are kind of the pet, and you may not realize it, but they see your productivity, your loyalty, you show up, you're not staying home constantly with a baby with sniffles, things like that, okay? So, yeah, I think that it's going to be amazing. A year from now, you'll look back and be so grateful to be where you are. Yes.
I even get overtime.
Yep. It's exciting.
All right. Here's your angel card reading. Subject is detox your friendships. Your abundance flow is being affected by the people with whom you are spending time. So be discerning about your associations and relationships. Choose to be with people who are inspiring, generous, and supportive.
Yeah.
We should all do that.
Yeah, because, you know, if you hang out with toxic people, what happens?
Right. It rubs off.
It does.
It rubs off.
I know. Can you pick up the person they're letting go? Can you pick up the person out?
I tried, and I would have needed more time.
Yep, but
and
we got to
lay
move.
The cards out again. So,
thank you. So,
I'll
find out.
All right.
Yep, and we
thank
will
you.
Be here for Rebel Card Friday.
Yeah, remember, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
A big party show for us.
Yeah, oh boy, everybody get ready. All right. Let's see here.
Wait, Michelle, I want to answer your comment. She said, like a baby with sniffles. Dad, that was a dig. Darn right it was to all those young mothers out there. And remember, I've been on the other end where I take care. I have had quite a nice operation going, taking care of their children in daycare setting. And they would lie about me, telling their bosses,
of course they would.
She's under quarantine for me.
A lot of them use that as an excuse. No, my kid's off school today. I got to go. Oh, they sent him home sick. I got to go. Even though the kid is at school.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's a dig.
Yep.
If you're going to go out and get a job, make sure you've lined up. You got to have a reliable full-time daycare provider and have a part-time one behind it.
Which is almost impossible.
Well, you can have a neighbor, a sister.
You can
try,
but you know.
A coworker's wife. A lot of, and mostly my daycare children were military children.
By the time you go, I have to leave work and get them from this daycare. Then I got to go bring them over to this other daycare. By the time you know, they'll just take the rest of the day off after you burned all that time doing that.
Yeah. Well, they used to have what's called Rope Yarn Wednesdays. And I think it was only exclusive to the Navy. Rope Yarn Wednesday was a day that reported for muster. You would probably know this better than
nope,
me.
Nope, never heard of it in my entire life.
Daryl told me about
not
it.
Not even kidding.
Daryl told me.
11 years, never heard of it.
Even the submarines did. It was very traditional. You reported for morning muster, and then you did anything that was immediate. Then they sent you off for the whole day to get your uniform badges sewn on, to take care of your car, to do all the things you need to take care of, because you can't use that as an excuse after Rope Yarn Wednesday.
None of the places I was at gave two shits about that.
Well, maybe you were in the new wave Navy and Daryl was in the traditional old school Navy.
We were in the Navy at the same fucking time. You remember that, right? You realize that, right? He wasn't like 100 years older than me.
He was higher ranking than me.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You didn't say this was a rank thing. You said that they would have Rope Yarn Wednesday.
They did, but it was really like run by the upper.
He was on the little tin can turd boats. That's right.
Daryl, don't listen.
Yes, he was on the
listen to that.
The little boats where you could actually just underhand a tennis ball from one side to the other. Well, you couldn't do that on a carrier.
No.
Big bastards. They can't do that with thousands and thousands 6, of people.
6,000 men on there?
No, not in port. Five to 6,000 is with the air wing. It's like 2,500 is ship's company, typically. But I'm just saying. All right, but it's still thousands, but it's not 6,000. All right, let's go. That's enough of that blah, blah, blah talk.
I'm in the mood.
For what?
Who sang that song? I'm in the mood.
For a melody. Yeah. I'm in the mood. For
Robert
a melody.
Plant? I don't
yes.
know.
Was yes, it is. I think it was when he was with the Honey Drippers, when he left Led Zeppelin, remember? Formed a band called the Honey Drippers.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because remember there was another song that you were like, oh. Do come with me, my
baby. Sang that?
That was with the Honey Drippers.
Oh, my God.
To the sea.
That's kind of a wimpy song.
I want to tell you. Come on, Led Zeppelin was badass, and he was badass. Just the way it is.
Led Zeppelin,
not only
yeah.
cannot sing it, I definitely am not going to be able to even come close to it.
with a plugged up nose. That'll just sound bad. Not that I can make it sound good. I can't sing like Robert Plant. Good God, if I could, I would be out there making millions.
You know what, though?
The man could sing.
People with, like, sniffles and all that, they actually have a better resonance in their voice when they sing.
I don't know if that's a case or... A lot of black chicks sing like that. They sing nasally. Rihanna's famous for that. Like, they almost sing through their nose. A lot of them do.
And Bob Dylan.
Okay, he didn't sing. It's my time. I was supposed to sing. I knew a guy at work.
From our hometown.
A guy at work.
Yeah.
Like 5, 6, 7 years ago. Went to, like, down here at the amphitheater. Bob Dylan was doing a concert. And he said, he liked Bob Dylan. He goes, but it's the worst concert ever. He goes, he was singing a song one time, and he literally said, and I can't remember the rest of the words, just to keep it going, because the band was playing. They remember the music. Yeah, there you go. Well, I'm sure that man killed many a brain cell, Mr. Dylan.
Is he still living?
I'm pretty sure he is, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they have Bob Dylan days up in our hometown.
He could write songs. He just shouldn't have sang them. That's all.
And what did we learn from him? Going to have to serve somebody.
All right, let's do this. Five, two, zero.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, what?
Hey, can I ask you to call me, put me last, please? Because
sure.
I'll be in an area where I can talk to you.
Oh, gotcha.
Roger that.
10-4.
She is back on hold.
There you go.
All right, let's go to the next folk here.
Who you got? Poor thing. Gesundheit, or bless you, whichever one you prefer.
But it's not like it causes pain. You don't have to feel sorry for me. But, you know, I'd rather be doing something else besides sneezing. All right, here we go. Here you go. 201, New Jersey, 201. Welcome
to the
show.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. And you are?
Great. This is Jackie.
Yes. You are the one that you have the property that was willed or that was left behind.
Yes.
Okay. How are things going?
Well, my uncle died and a group of us was together last week, the family. And I know that a lot of people was wagging their tongues. And I have a brother that he's always pressed for money and come up with these quick schemes. And I want him to leave me alone while I still sort out what I got to do because he's not contributing. He's just a taker. But I know his sister's behind the scene playing games as well. And I'm just trying to figure out how to handle them so I can move forward because I'm not going to lose what I have out there. I mean, I've been paying all the bills.
Right, exactly.
People suck.
And now what does he want money from you for quick schemes?
He wants me to sell a piece of land and give it up. He don't realize that you sold properties and no one got anything. I mean, the three of them were in cahoots. Hey, what's the angle? Because I saw some funny things with the rest of the family too. Like some people telling me don't listen to them. Other people, like, I don't know. Conversations were being had behind my back. And I know it's because they never expected me to still hold on to it this long.
Boy, families sure can turn out to be pretty hinky. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, nasty.
Yes.
Terrible,
all right.
Terrible people.
Jackie, I'm laying your cards out right now.
All right.
Okay, we said that together.
Habana. No, I'm just kidding. I shouldn't say that too loud.
No, that's
a secret word for the dogs.
They know what that means.
Ancient Chinese secret.
Oh, I'll tell you what. They want to get their hands on your assets like you wouldn't believe. And it's not just him. It's a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. And boy, I hope you don't because you're not going to get a return. They're going to get what they want out of it as a profit. and you're going to be left in the cold. They're going to lie to you.
Liars.
You know, it's like you have a bunch of Judases in your family. And I think a lot of us relate to this. They want to scam you out of, they want you to just be like Hilda from, you know, from Hillbilly Land. And they want you to say, sure, I'll give you all of this. And I trust you. You'll be fair and honest. No, they won't. No. So I hope you hold on to that with all your might and just say that word. No.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Exactly. Because
yeah.
You did all what you had to do. I'm not crazy.
Good. We don't need crazy.
No, they think you are, though. Yeah. They think you are really not intelligent. And you're going, you know what? You're going to end up laughing all the way to the bank.
That's the best
that property is
bank.
Going to increase in value. Something's going to be built around there that's really going to jumpstart a very nice windfall for you when you finally do sell. You know?
So I contacted my lawyer today, but she's out for the next 2 weeks, and I just want to get my paperwork.
Well,
I'm going back to work next month.
Yeah, so we could give you some insight.
No, true.
It's sad. It really is. That you have so many connivers around you.
Yeah.
But I think
everyone is so jealous that I'm taking care of this state. And it looks like it's lived in, and I've been maintaining it and paying all the taxes. They're crazy as hell. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, it's terrible to see people act this way. And I know in some sense it breaks your heart a little bit.
They're good. They're lying. They split money beforehand, and now they're broke.
Well, you watch. You're going to laugh all the way to the bank.
That's the best place to laugh, I say.
And boy, then they're all going to want to be your friend.
Yep, and then you can however you feel in a classy way to tell them to go piss off in a nice classy way.
Or say, too little, too late.
Yeah, well, you guys, how come you weren't being very nice and forthcoming when you were stealing.
So, at least, like, he's supposed to be sending me a contract. Like, he went beyond my hand and negotiated a deal. But when he was in charge, he, you know, like, who do you think you are? I'm not paying no attention to him. I'm going to make my lawyer chew his ass up.
Well, good, because you're a sharp cookie. Very sharp. And they are finding out no pushover either. So, good for you. Good for you. Got a nice nest egg that is developing for you. I love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, here's your
stand by for your
thank you.
Hold on.
It sounds like your dog is very happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna mute so I can listen to you.
Okay, that's cool. Your subject is clean energy food. Now this is interesting. Clean energy food, remember that. When you fuel your body with a healthy, organic diet, you increase your energy levels and ability to focus. This automatically leads you to more efficiency, better ideas, and a higher vibration, which attracts golden opportunities and beneficial relationships. So the theme of these cards are abundance. So that's always abundance somehow in there. So that's the bottom line is that she does all that. Golden opportunities and beneficial relationships by the organic food. It's not just necessarily keep your heart happy. It says it also leads to different increase in your energy levels. So,
well, and something that I learned in metaphysical
school. Ability to focus.
That we all could use is whenever you're preparing food, like Virgil with your quiche and other people making their, I don't know, whatever kind of thing you make, put a blessing on it. Bless it. Because through doing that, you actually release from your food more nutritional value, and it will bless you back. Is she taking
it's
back?
Funny that you mentioned food, right? Because in hello?
Yeah,
we're here.
Like in the social setting of my family last week, and even yesterday I went to a function that I have And I haven't been doing anything since I took over this thing because it's just been work, work, work. Pay bills, pay bills, pay bills. I didn't eat any of the food from any of these places. I just didn't feel to eat with them and break bread with them. But I was trying to, I saw a lot intuitively. I saw a bunch of fakers. I realized because people would say stuff that, like, when, many of them went out their way when they came back to the States to go see my mother's house. And in my family, it's all about who got the biggest house, who got the nicest car. Like, they're so superficial. They're not looking at the fact that you're not paying the, you know, the money every quarter. And I'm not talking about those. I live in Jersey. You're going to pay between $16,000 to $20,000
a
year in
taxes. That adds up.
So I'm not playing. I'm not playing with nobody.
Not for you.
Not at all.
You keep your war face.
But
I
wouldn't even break bread with them. I wouldn't even break bread with them. I went because of my uncle, because my uncle was the only one on my mother's side that really came to look about me, to see about me when he knew things was happening. And that's why I even went to the funeral.
Well, that's
but
good.
It's
you
just
honored,
to know
yeah.
to see the difference. The different people that I know is taking sides, but they don't know that I know they're taking sides, and I know there's some trickery stuff going on. But this is the same group that stirred it up when my mother died. The same group. You think I could trust them again?
Well, Jackie, thank you so much. I hope we help.
Thank you. Thank you for your insight, Bill.
Thank you.
Sure, and you know where to find us. You're welcome to call back. We'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah, just for clarification. Because I know you got to go. Initially, you said it was like I was losing, but then you, like, that's what they wanted me to do? Or
yes.
In the end, I'm okay?
They wanted you to be very naive, hand it all over, and you were never going to get any of the proceeds, the profits.
Right.
They were going to lie to you and say, oh, it failed. Yeah.
That's what my brother's doing now.
Yeah.
We hate liars. Well, good luck to you, and definitely keep in touch with us. We do many a show, and tomorrow, in fact, is another show. Good luck, and thank you for holding.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You helped for a very long time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jackie. All right.
A long, long time. Almost a full hour she held.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to bebop bounce back to Miss...
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Are you ready to speak?
You hit me right at the right time. You went into the store to go do some shopping. Anyway, so we're here. Thank you, sir. I was curbside shopping.
Oh,
and,
you're welcome.
It's a good day, and
it's a good day.
Yes, it's a good day.
So I don't know what the cards say.
So you've been...
Hey, Deb, she doesn't know what the cards say.
Yep, and I will get to that. You did make up, as we were pretty much anticipating.
Well, the whole world is shocked, first of all, that you made up. You are shocked.
No.
Back to Deb.
He just bought me one of my birthdays.
Really?
When's your birthday?
September 20th.
Oh, well, it's coming fast.
Wait, he's premature.
Premature ejaculation. You know,
well,
they make creams for that. They make desensitizing creams, I hear.
I had been talking about an item, and I said, and he went into the store, and then he brought it out to me, and he says, happy birthday. So I said, but we're going to celebrate every day. And he said, you bet. Sure. You bet.
Did you show him the thing?
Did you show him
I'm just now, it was just, I did curbside shopping, so it was just into the car. And the guy that brought it out to the car had a giant smile on his face, and I thought, God, I wonder if he saw it.
Saw her vagina?
Her toy.
No.
Her thing.
You said thing? When you said thing, when you say thing, I can put a lot of different, I can make a thing seem like a lot of different things. That's what I didn't know what you were talking about.
Well, I think she would refer to it as a cookie or something else.
I was being very critical.
He's pretty fast. He might be coming out any minute.
All right.
I'm
going to be really fast, too. Guess what? He is ready
for
it.
I don't think anybody knows what it is anymore.
This is wild, hot, passionate romp right here, right across the top. Okay, I wanted to know how she's feeling. This is, I hope you're not wearing something that'll bother you if he tears it.
Oh, for God's sake.
Hey, people do
okay.
that.
Bye.
She's going to have to put on a fake mustache and a beard.
She isn't. He is ready. He's going to do it.
She's going to say, my name is Bob.
Bob?
Yep.
Bob and, shut up.
I'm saying after she had to go. She's gone. She's gone. She hung up completely. She's not even listening.
Why can't she be her own self?
Well, first of all, she is doing a lot of talking behind his back.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do that, all of a sudden you can't stop doing that.
She needs to establish code.
Well, I'm just saying, once she starts...
And say, how does the asparagus look in the cards? If I make it according to the recipe I told you about, is it going to turn out well?
You guys haven't talked about
that. They're going to vote Yoko. Yeah, Laverne and Shirley.
You haven't actually talked about any kind of code. So.
No, but we should establish one when
but
she...
But you didn't. You have to
I will
one
the
up.
Next time she hires me for
I don't
private.
Know that she wants him to know how often she calls you, is what I'm guessing. Not just the subject either, the often. The oftenness, the frequency.
He's... The thing she bought, which she didn't really describe, but when I get to private with her, she'll tell me. Anyway, yeah, is going to really be... a curious thing for him. And I think he's going to want to be an adventurer.
May God have mercy on all of our souls.
An explorer, yeah.
Sodom and Gomorrah. Stand by.
Mm-hmm, because her cards look great.
Not enough salt in the world.
The only trouble is it's going to make her even more jealous, is what I see down here. You know, I wonder if he, well, to her, he looks like, what did she say? Like, I forget the name, but what if he really looks like Alfred E. Newman? You know, to the rest, I guess it doesn't matter. Love is blind.
It is indeed. It is indeed. Can't worry about that, the physicalness like that. Can't worry about that.
No.
Everybody's got, you know, some. When a man sees a woman and says she is fair, other men say she fair, she's ugly as sin.
Here's one thing I'm picking up, too, is that to him, sex is not an expression of love. It's an activity. It's a, say it, people, you know, it's just fun. It's sexercise.
There's nothing
fun.
Wrong with sexercising.
But that probably came from all the gayness that he was involved in.
It's the dishwasher. It sounded like because the phone lines were going crazy. I don't know what to tell you about that. I just don't know. I still think she's going to have to freaking put on a fake beard, a fake mustache, and talk with a deep voice.
You know what? If it gets her where she wants to go, I'd do it.
If you got to do all that stuff, is that really where you wanted to go? If you got to pretend to be a member of the opposite sex, is this your goal in life? Is that it? Is that what... This is it. I've reached the mountain, the highest mountain on this earth, because I had to act like a guy so this guy would be okay with, because he doesn't like Whisker Biscuits. That's your achievement. That is your goal in life.
You know, Jim,
holy shit, don't
Jim,
walk by any fucking mirrors.
There are people in this world that are very asexual.
She's not.
She's not. Oh, hell no. She's needy.
But then, why does she have to change herself? Is this guy worth that?
Well,
doesn't sound like it, since they have a fight every 4 to 5 days.
You got to look at the history.
Yeah, the history says they suck.
Well,
there's a couple. They're not here listening.
She was extremely vulnerable when she first moved to this area.
It was back in the fall.
Yes, and he was there.
We're almost a year. It's almost a year now.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, well, you know what? I have a feeling that...
I hope you read the funniness in
there's going to be lots and lots of disappointments. Very
well, that's what worries him. Is that he's not that sexual of a being. He would rather have everything. He's selfish. He would rather services him.
He doesn't want to chase meat whistles. He wants his meat whistles brought to him. He doesn't want to work for his hairy butts. He would rather they just come on a conveyor belt to him, right?
All I know is I've seen a lot of bizarre things in the cards over the years.
Yeah.
And this is when I'm kind of hanging 10 on this because...
Wait a second. What does that mean? You know what hanging 10 is, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's surfing.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to go surfing then?
Well, I'm hanging 10 so that I'm staying for up for 10. So I bet I'm curled my toes and I'm on.
All right. That's cool.
And I just want to say that...
Little surfer dude conversation. I like it. Nobody says that anymore. You haven't heard that for years.
Oh, no, they don't.
Because it was, remember, 70s. That was, it was a big craze, 70s, and it rolled. I mean, it's not like nobody's surfing, but I'm saying for some reason it was like this, holy crap, the Beach Boys talk about surfing, and everybody went nuts about it. They're showing on, that's the first time I started showing on TV, professional
Spicoli.
Surfing.
It started with Spicoli, I think.
I don't remember him talking about surfing.
What was that movie?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
No, but he acted like a surfer boy.
Oh, no, he talked. No, that's what he didn't talk like a surfer dude. What?
His balloon never lands, so I just.
Have you guys ever seen, like, well, they're different now, but back in the day, what surfer boys looked like, Spigoli didn't look like that.
Well, let's just say if this comes to pass, this is going to open a whole new chapter in the story. And that's why it makes such a damn good sitcom.
There's a story.
Like you had said.
Oh, I believe it. She should be writing this down. She won't. But she has a good memory. She can write it down later.
It's something they really haven't touched on much in you know, television.
What?
Or anything. About a straight woman getting together with a man with a gay history that may still be gay.
Well, maybe not on network. You know, all these streaming services, maybe there is something out there. We can't keep track of all these streaming shows that are out there now. Netflix has series. But, there's so many series out there. Everybody says, you should watch it. You know what? I am one single human being. And if there's 17 great shows, how can I watch them all? I can't. You can't do it.
Well.
You can't. You cannot do that.
When you're laid up for surgery or.
Yeah, because I'm always in surgery all the time. So, there's a billion shows. This you have to pick and choose.
And it is true. I mean, it's time of your life. You can't get back.
You know what? If I ever go to hospice or something, or I'm going to be laid up in the bed for 6 months, then give me the controller. Then we'll start catching up on that shit. It'll be there forever.
You're going to want porn.
No. I'm not. Laying in bed with freaking tubes in me and morphine going into my blood. Yeah, that's what I want to see. Yeah.
Okay, Rachel just shared that her husband was bi.
She said was.
Yeah. Did that...
What does that mean by was?
Did that bother you?
What part's past tense? The husband part, the bi part, or both?
Are you still together, or is this a...
Yeah, I don't know what was this. I mean, does that mean he's passed into another life?
I don't know.
Or you are no longer married?
Sure about it.
Or he got sick of blowing the meat whistle? I mean, what part is the was, the past tense?
Anyway, do we have someone else?
Oh, there's plenty of people. Yes.
Okay.
Stand by. Let's go to, let me see, what am I, let's see, are they here? Did they not drop?
He's passed, by the way.
I'm sorry. Okay, that's what I knew. The was means there was some, I just didn't know what passed.
Maybe they
was.
Were by together.
We don't know. It is what it is. That's what you did. 3-2-1. I believe that is in the Florida area. 3-2-1, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Hello there.
Well, welcome. You have a really good audio
connection. Beautiful voice.
It's like you're on a radio station. Beautiful connection.
Yes. Can you tell us your first name?
Yes, this is Sunshine.
Oh, Sunshine. Yes.
In Florida. How convenient.
Yes,
it's been a while.
Bada-bang.
Okay. Tell us what's happening in your life and what are you looking for as insight?
Probably a general reading within the next 2 to 3 months, but it's been like a whirlwind lately because right before my birthday, somebody hit me and I got smashed in a car accident, like a sandwich, and my car got totaled out. Then I had to recover and get back up. And then after that, wallet got stolen with all my ID, social credit cards, just now getting all of that back. And I had contracts that I could not really fulfill at the time. I had to kind of let them go because I was still trying to, you know, kind of recovering.
Yep.
So now that I'm kind of recovered, I went back to put in another contract, and I'm like, ooh, I hope I get this one, you know, to get back on my feet. So that's what's been happening, and that's why I say, within the next 2 to 3 months, I would like to know what my cards look like.
Well, we're very sorry about the unfortunate sequence of events that you've had.
You know, it's almost like life tests us. They don't just throw one, they hit you with a few, bam, bam, bam. It's like, what are you doing, life? But it sounds like now that is over, and you're starting to move forward. And so she wants to see, hopefully, this means that there's going to be some positive things.
Yeah, and you know, it can be a test of our endurance.
That's what we don't.
As well.
That's, you know, we don't know. We don't know what life, why these things happen sometimes. That's probably the thing that makes, drives people insane.
We
insane.
In retrospect, we can often pick up clues. Oh, that,
you know,
had to happen because of this.
The
and,
2020 hindsight thing, yeah. Yeah, we got.
Well,
great,
I would say it could have been a blessing in disguise. I don't know.
Right. See, that's the thing. You don't. Right now, you're not there yet. But the cards are going
to
talk.
Are you back to work? In
what? She's getting ready to put contracts back in now. So.
So you are back to work.
Yeah, she's getting back.
Yes, I've been back to work, but I still need at least about 2 more contracts to be back on schedule like I was before this all happened.
Well, get ready. I think you're in for a windfall. You're going to get 2 times 2 times 2. I mean, it's just coming at you, okay? And it is about, and it is going to be really good money or proceeds, you know, profit that comes out of that. And you here, she's here under sure to come true.
Aha! Uh-huh.
This is
sure
great.
To come true.
And the Six of Hearts is a card that you can compare to the Yellow Brick Road.
Oh, we love the Yellow Brick Road.
Oh, wow.
Witch off of it. There's no witch.
Remember, if you follow the Yellow Brick Road, even there's a lot of bad things on the way, you get to where you want to go, right? Oz, wasn't it Oz, right?
Yes, she's got a nice upswing coming over the next few months.
That's cool.
I'd say it's going to run at least through the end of the year for you. And and things are looking really good.
Sehr gut.
Yeah, very good. For you, I see like an enhanced social circle for you, and a lot of, like we were saying, money, abundance, you know, good things, good times coming for you.
Everybody loves the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that you've had so many people pulling for you behind the scenes, with through their energy and their prayers and hopes for you to get back to, you know, prosperity and stability, that I think they had a lot to do with it. I really do. I don't see a hater here in the bunch. So I think you've got a very good projection for the next few months. Jim, what do we got?
I'll tell you what I got here, all right? All right, her angel card reading subject is donations, tithing, and charitable.
Tithing.
Oh, I don't know. What does that word mean?
It means like when they do a collection in church, you give like 10% of your income to the church.
Well, anyway, okay. Yeah. 10%, yeah. All right.
You know.
Anyway, give joyfully to the organizations and people who spiritually support and inspire you, and know that your generosity will be returned to you manyfold in miraculous ways. So the time.
Well, I'm already doing that, so that makes sense.
Yeah, it says the time, supplies, money, and other resources you donate will ensure that your positive energy multiplies. She's already doing it. She's already on that road then.
Well, I think it looks wonderful.
Wonderful.
And you will be at a running gate by the time the first year comes. So keep up the positive thinking.
Yeah.
And remember, those people were all behind you. And you're now giving back, and all you can receive is blessings and abundance.
That's what, that's what it was.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Well, we appreciate all of you because we wouldn't have a show without you.
Without you, there is no show.
So thank you very much for being very patient.
Yeah, I'd have to watch Jim just scratch his backside and pick his nose.
Yeah, things I don't typically do.
It wouldn't
but,
be
you know.
Pretty. So thank you, Sunshine. Call us again sometime.
Well, who was that? Wasn't there a song about sunshine?
Good day, sunshine.
No, sunshine.
And John Denver sang about sunshine.
Yeah, there's been about 400 billion songs. Yeah. All right. What do you want to do, Deb?
Got any more?
Oh, of course.
Well, yeah, we don't want to stay too. Huh? You know who's? We should see who. 775 still there? Yeah. Let's go for that one. Hello, welcome to the show.
Welcome, 775.
Hello.
Hi, Deborah and Jimbo. This is Wendy from Rancho Cordova.
Yes, hello there, Miss
Wendy. Thank you
Wendy.
For patiently waiting. We
I've
appreciate
seen you
that.
On the list a few times this past week.
Yeah, you have been
thank
on
you.
You are here now.
So, how
I have a million things to do every day. What can I say?
Well, we understand. Life is life. Yep, we're with you. Yep.
Anyway, I had a talk with my attorneys today.
Okay.
They are going to go ahead and approach my insurance company with what they call a buyout. But the way they calculate that is I'm 72, and they said, well, the average life expectancy for a woman per the government is 79. And you know what? That may be true. I sense that I'll be around longer than that. And they're think they're going to approach my company, and they think that I have a good chance of them wanting to do a buyout. But obviously, the insurance company will want to get away with as less as possible, and I would just forget it if it's too low. Will I end up with an offer where I'll be netting at least $900,000, or would it be less than that? I can always say no. It doesn't matter.
Okay, good question. Now, remember, this involves a legal matter, so I'm going to give you my own opinion based on your reading. So it's not to be taken as absolute fact. All right.
No, I understand, Deborah.
Oh, wait. Now, for those who are watching us and listening on Facebook and others out there that are studying with me this method, the way I'm going to approach this is I'm going to present to the cards, will Wendy be happy and receive that, at least $900,000? In a buyout.
Right. I don't think I would accept less than that because the way it is right now, if I just keep things the way they are, about every 5 years, I'd be getting $1 million. So for me to, if I accept a buyout, then that means I'm done. They're not going to pay me anymore. They're going to pay me that lump sum and they're getting out of town. I feel like I'm in good health beyond my disabilities and I qualify, there's no question, but they were thinking maybe if I'm lucky, 800, which is not too exciting. You know, if I netted 900,000 after paying my attorneys, then I might agree.
Okay. Yeah, because, they're going to get their share of the pie. And, so you want to make sure enough is left for you. And
right,
you
and they'll probably approach my insurance company in September. And I'll be seeing my doctor on the 22nd. There'll be new notes in there from that as well. So, my attorneys probably would like me to do the buyout. But I have to do what's in my best interest. So if it's at least 900,000, then I probably would do it. If it's less, then I probably won't.
Because I'm not that sharp about the insurance business or, you know, familiar, is this different than, say, a hospitalization insurance policy? Or is it the same?
It is. It is. Oh. It means that due to my diagnoses and physical condition to do, well, for me, it's 3 average daily living things. They only require 2, but I've got 3. And I have proof that they cannot deny. It's overwhelming proof. So I don't ever have to have hospitalization. I pray I don't. It means living at home and for about an hour and a half a day having a caregiver come over, and then they have to pay me quite a bit of money for each day that I receive service. But, of course, I have to pay the caregiver.
Right. And so, but my concern for you is, for instance, are you like on Medicare?
Next.
Yeah.
Are you in Medicare? I do get Social Security, and I'm on Medicare, yes.
Yes. All right. There you go.
Yeah. Well, the reason I'm hesitating here is there are going to be, as you advance in age, for one thing, yesterday was the memorial for a favorite aunt of mine, and she passed away at 98 years old. And she'd had several different, as she got older, several different hospitalizations. And I've found you utilizing Medicare that I had to also have an extra aside policy, had to carry a special drug thing. I mean, I've got like A, B, D, G, I mean, they're all those different alphabets, because
right.
If you just have A and B, you're going to end up paying a lot out of pocket. And
I've got really good medical benefits.
That's important. I think the buyout is going to go through. I think it's going to be very good for you, okay, from what I see here. There's a woman close to you, possibly your sister, who is going to want to dip into that. But I don't think that's going to be something you can agree to as time goes on. A sister?
Oh, my sister Leslie? What
yeah.
do you mean she'll want to dip into that? She'll want to cut?
She'll want to use some of it, yeah. But I don't think there's going to be a repayment to you. So
she might want a small personal loan. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, she's not going to be happy with you saying no. So, you know, it's four.
Well,
your...
what I would, if I get $900,000, then I would buy a house for $350,000, and then put the rest in the bank.
That's cool, but I think she would want some for her to do. There's some issue here that is going to come up. And she's going to want a sizable amount from you to pay for this thing, or I don't know.
Could be a venture, a business venture. Or
could be a medical piece of equipment.
Or just...
I don't know.
Keep your mind open to this.
But she's going
All
to
right.
not, yeah, not like you wanting to just fork it over.
File this way in the back of your head. This
and right now,
So will I net... Will I net $900,000 after paying my attorneys?
Pretty precise.
Well, it's looking very good that direction, yes. Could even be more.
After the attorneys take the money.
After the attorneys. Do you have to pay tax on that money?
Well, I spoke to Kevin, and he kind of let me think that it's really in their court. I mean, if they offer, like, what they do is they estimate what the payout would be. They're probably going to go by like another 7 years, and then they would take away 25%. And he said, but they might calculate it differently. They might take away 30% or 35%. But so will I get the house if I do it? Will I just
call her?
Yeah, it looks good. But I'd like for you to call me again, maybe over the weekend if you're free.
Yeah, we've got a lot of shows
I
coming
wanna,
up here.
I don't want to just leave it right here. I want to.
Okay, Deborah,
out.
I will call you. I promise you.
And we will be here.
All right.
Wait now, don't go.
Well, this is going to happen in September. We're going to, I mean, it doesn't hurt to ask. So in September, we're going to ask and just see what they say. They'll probably give me a time limit to respond.
It never hurts to ask.
Yeah.
Or you'll, sometimes if you don't ask, you're not going to get any kind of an answer, so you have to ask. Subject of your angel card.
Exactly.
The power of prayer is your subject. Give this situation to God for uplifting and healing and be open to miracles. Heaven's unlimited resources, love, and answers are awaiting your prayers. Be sure to act upon the divine guidance God gives you in response to your prayers.
Yeah.
Well, that's beautiful. And you know what my attorney told me? He said, Wendy, you've got nothing, absolutely nothing to hide. I've got tons of medical proof. They're backed in a corner. So either they're going to pay me one lump sum or they're going to pay me maybe I'll live to be 99. We don't know.
We don't know.
That would be millions.
It looks good to me. And Wendy, call us again. We'll look at it again.
Yeah, we're running out of time, but we got another caller. Sorry.
Sorry, hi.
We'll be here tomorrow and then the next
Thank
day.
Thank you both.
You're so welcome.
All right.
She's so welcome. Yeah.
We're going to area code 787, which the internet says is in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico is on the line, yes?
Hi there.
Yes. This is iFoxy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. How
it's
are
been
you?
4 million years.
We are good. And hopefully you are as well.
Yeah, hopefully so. It's been forever.
Well, I'm still a bit confused. I haven't been able to find my dog yet.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
I really felt you were going to locate him. So.
Well, I've seen a lot of people calling me, and you know but it's always it looks a great deal like my dog, but it ends up being a girl dog or a little bit lighter. I just don't know what to think. I think sometimes, I don't know if it's like you said, maybe someone has him or maybe he's in the mountains somewhere.
Oh, I'd rather think that he's being cared for.
Sure. I mean, a lot of people.
It's bias on my part because I can't handle the thought of poor doggies and kitty cats out there. It's defenseless. You
know? There's a lot of people that love animals and they find a stray and they take it in and love it. That's what, you know, break your heart, but if you know that, at least you know.
I put out a whole bunch of flyers and everything, but, you know, like I said, it's gone already in almost 2.5 months. I still have hope for.
And I do, too. Sometimes there are dogs, if you read the stories on the internet, that show up a year or two later. They do.
Yeah.
Okay, we're short on time, hon, so what would be your question for your reading?
Well, I'm hoping you could throw the cards out to see if there's any luck on anything soon, you know, or at least in the future. I don't know. I'm still very hopeful and just hoping to see if there's something good in the cards.
Yeah, Jim, I wouldn't.
You did before. You told me.
I hear a little birdie.
A birdie?
Yeah, listen.
Oh, those are the geese.
Geese?
They're geese?
No, they're coquis. They're little frogs, and they make this loud noise they're mating.
You sent me a little video clip of that.
They're frogs?
Yeah.
So we're listening to frogs bang.
No.
She said they make that noise when they mate.
Yeah, they're looking for their mate.
Brown cow. It's a frog orgy.
How is your weather as I'm laying out your cards? Is it pretty lovely?
Probably pretty tropical, I bet.
Yeah. Right now it's raining a lot, a great deal, and there's a lot of thunderstorms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? They're east of us, so it doesn't, they're getting up.
Okay, I want to tell you that there are two guys, and I keep picking up that they are like college age or they're young, not like children, but they're young men, and they are caring for your dog. And I feel there's serendipity in your reading, big time, that you're either going to, okay, there's a couple of possibilities here. You're going to receive an email or a phone call that is going to be very good news. Or with the serendipity, my goodness, you could see that dog on a leash going down the street. Okay, so, yeah, they're going to feel terrible. They may be even a couple, you know, like a romantic couple. Yeah, still on.
No, I just
but they, your dog is really getting good care, being spoiled, really. There's no death here.
Oh, so you see him where he's being taken care of?
Yes, very much.
You know, it's
what?
Probably not a big concept. Make you feel good, but you know that at least that's good. That's what that was. If you can't, if you lose a dog and you can't get it back, well, that's what you would wish for, to go to a really nice family.
Yeah. And
well,
they may see the flyers you put out.
Yeah, and it could happen years from now.
That's right.
Did your dog have the chip in it?
No, he didn't have the chip.
Yeah, we started doing that years ago.
We did.
Gibbs doesn't.
We live in a place here where a lot of dog snatchers are.
Gibbs doesn't, but the other three do.
Yeah. Well, hon, we'll keep hoping with you and praying and, you know, feel positive for you.
He is being taken care of, or will I hear from somebody later on that he's doing okay?
There is a piece of communication coming to you, and it's going to completely change all of this. And my belief is you're going to have that dog back, but it may take some time yet.
Might not be tomorrow.
Mm-mm, it won't be, but it'll be soon.
And you think it's a couple? It's a young couple, like in the team?
I think they could be in a relationship, like a gay couple. But they're taking very good care of the dog. They love
it. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah.
As long as the outcome is positive, that is a good thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Here you go.
Real quick, here is your angel card reading. The subject is attracting, not chasing. This is interesting. Anything or anyone you chase after will run the other way because of the fears underlying chasing energy. Instead, attract what you need by sending out love, gratitude, and welcoming energy.
That's true. That'll work well.
Reminds me of when your dog gets loose and you chase it. It just loves the game and it runs. You know?
It does.
It thinks it's a great dog. Look at this. It chased me. This is fun. He's like, no, I want to get back in
here. You had a dog that you had a heck of a time getting it back in the...
You know what? They all were suckers for the car. I get in the car and say, hey, come on in. Open up the door. Let's go for a car ride. They couldn't help themselves.
They all run in.
They couldn't resist. Then I'd shove an arm and say, ooh, you're lucky that I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Thank you, and please let us know.
Yeah, definitely, and you could call back more often.
I will.
Yeah.
All right.
I will. Appreciate it.
All right, and we wish you the best, because we, as lifelong dog owners, we understand exactly how you feel.
I know you guys are also dog lovers.
Lifetime, from since I was a little boy, a little lad, always had a dog in my life. All right.
Yeah. He dated a woman that didn't like his dogs, and he dumped her.
that wasn't the reason I dumped her, but it was gonna. It was it,
good enough or what?
She got over that quick. Then got dumped for other reasons.
Okay, well, I guess we have to end now.
Yeah, we got about 5 minutes. I'm sorry for folks that are on hold.
Yeah,
we extended the show. Usually, when a week middle of the week like this, we don't extend that much. We did the last two nights.
Yeah,
we did last night too.
Yeah, we did.
We do our best. We do what we can for you folks. And Facebookers, we're sorry we didn't turn to you. But Fridays, you know, we always seem to try to work you folks in.
Yes, and we stay longer.
Yeah, at least this long, if not longer. But we shall do so. All right. It's not life or death. You have anything else you would like to add? We have a couple minutes, but you can't take a call.
I really don't. I mean,
couple
I think
minutes.
We've...
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, except, hey, everybody, come tomorrow. shine those party shoes. I know that's ridiculous. So 80s saying that.
Yeehaw!
And?
What does that mean?
Yeah, Rebel Card Friday.
God damn it, Deb. No, just kidding. All right. Well, let us see, Deb. Shall I just randomly pick? Shall I pick a song randomly?
Yeah.
Then I shall do so.
You like this one.
We're watching the show. I may as well cut it down. It's Friday.
I hate to leave you, but I really must say, whoa.